This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 15th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Question linger on farm aid. Canadian mushrooms could get tariffs, and beef prices show no relief. Leaders of the House and the Senate Ag Committees and GOP leadership have called for $15 to $20 billion in farm aid, but details still unclear. House Ag Committee member Austin Scott of Georgia confident there will be another bridge payment, but told AgriPulse newsmakers there is some debate about paying some of that sooner rather than later, and whether or not we should wait until the end of the crop year to figure out actually which commodities had bigger or shorter losses before you would pay all of the money out. Scott noted that others have, quote, differing opinions. Just know this, there will be honest debate and we will get to what I believe will be an equitable solution among the honorable people in the discussions, including the associations of the different specialty crop producers, as well as your traditional row crop producers. When asked about the aid issue on Thursday, House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse he's communicating with the industry to see how it will be most helpful. Assuming a supplemental spending bill for the Iran war happens before the elections, Scott says it remains the most obvious vehicle for a move to additional farm aid. He also says a, quote, fair amount of the potential aid package will be set aside for specialty crop growers. Whether lawmakers will move an Iran war supplemental or attach farm aid to any other vehicle remains unclear. Republican senators have warned that any request from President Trump for tens of billions of dollars to pay for the war will have a tough time passing the Senate as patience is waning over seeing a clear plan to end the conflict. And the House Budget Committee Chair Jody Arrington of Texas told AgriPulse yesterday he hasn't heard any, quote, substantive conversation on assistance right now because we have to have the farm bill done. There are also other priorities like appropriations and a second and potentially third budget reconciliation bill. Such a bill could be an appropriate vehicle to move additional farm aid, Arrington noted. It could end up in a lot of other things. The Commerce Department has found evidence that Canada's mushroom industry is benefiting from subsidies and is recommending tariffs on U.S. imports. Commerce International Trade Administration has issued its preliminary findings in a countervailing duty case against fresh mushroom imports from Canada. In a memo explaining the decision, the department said Canadian producers benefit from a preferential lending program, federal and local tax breaks, fuel charge exemptions, and grants. The department is recommending tariffs of almost 3% on all imports, with two companies facing tailored rates of 1.6% and 5%. The final determination of the case is due in September. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. High beef prices have been a thorn in the Trump administration's side, with the president grasping at policy levers to ease price pressures. But a former USDA economist warns there are signs prices could even go higher. Cal Poly agriculture economist Richard Volpe noted that alfalfa crops in the western states, a key input for cattle feed, set for a challenging year. The crop, he added, benefits from melting snow from the Sierras and the Rockies. Because it's been so warm, there's effectively no snowpack in the Sierras, he told reporters yesterday. We're going to have limited crops. It's going to be expensive. It's going to require substitutions. Adding higher feed costs to existing challenges posed by higher transportation, labor, water, and input costs will only add to the price pressures. I'm not predicted to see any substantial price relief anytime soon, Volpe said. The limited snowpack could also lead to price increases in other California-grown commodities, including fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, and herbs and spices. 24 Senate Democrats are worried the Agriculture Department's planned reorganization will, quote, erode the capacity of USDA research agencies and threaten their ability to deliver innovation and timely economic data for farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, that according to a letter sent yesterday. In a letter to Deputy Secretary Stephen Vane, the lawmakers led by Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar noted to a Government Accountability Office report that found a similar relocation in 2018 and 2019 led to the Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Agriculture losing over half of their staff. They also noted that the National Agriculture Statistics Service lost over 30% of its staff last year amid Trump administration downsizing efforts. With midterm elections less than 6 months away, roughly 4 in 10 farmers are not sure how to vote, a poll released today finds. Nearly 40% of agriculture producers say they may vote for a different party, consider an independent or third-party candidate, or not cast a ballot at all, says the survey commissioned by Amato Advisors and conducted by Farm Journal in April. Of the responses, 35% said they usually support Republicans, 15% say they always vote for GOP candidates, that according to a poll of 974 farmers and ranchers across 44 states. The other findings include 78% say input costs are a top challenge, 94% say war with Iran raising fuel and fertilizer costs, 73% say elected officials understand realities farmers face, quote, not very well or not at all. Amato Advisors is headed by Michael Amato, who served in the Biden and Obama administrations, including as USDA Communications Director under former Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. The fight over E15 continued without pause the day after House passage of the pro-ethanol bill. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas tells AgriPulse the measure that has divided both the agriculture and fossil fuel industries will need changes to advance further. You can read more comments at AgriPulse.com. One major source of debate is a provision of the bill to change how national biofuel law exemptions are handled for small oil refiners. Small refineries already face higher costs under federal renewable fuel standards that Senate Majority Whip John Barrasso of Wyoming speaking yesterday. Without additional relief, the new mandate will likely raise gas prices all across the country to buy up to 35 cents a gallon. Small refineries have been ignored so far in the current E15 debate. It's time for their voices to be heard. In the meantime, the National Corn Growers Association released analysis studying the bill to allow year-round higher ethanol fuel blends, known as E15, would benefit both corn and soybean farmers. Reports released earlier in the week show a negative impact to biomass diesel producers and to soybean farmers. Here's today's final word. It's complicated. That Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas on a division among lawmakers and within the ag industry over the House passed E15 legislation that would also change how small oil refiners are treated under the renewable fuel standard. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 15th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.